Agnieszka, thanks very much for joining us. Be interesting to get your take here, particularly around elements like circular economy, what the regulations are looking at when we're looking at the CE region and Poland.
Circular economy, it's a new paradigm. It's changed the way of thinking about construction sector, because we have to build for demolition or disassemble, to treat construction building as a material banks, to be easy dismantle and to be easy to shift maybe to another place, to be easy to change the functionality of the building. So we really have to look at the construction sector differently and on the real estate market differently. Of course, not everyone is ready for that. We still like in the old linear economy principles. That's why also the regulation are now in force, which have to help us to change this way of thinking about construction and then about the business model in the construction sector.
And do you see there being a sort of acceleration, a change of the views here, particularly in Poland? I've seen that obviously across the UK, other areas of Europe. But do you see that now kind of becoming more of a focus here in Poland?
It's becoming more of the focus. Maybe I wouldn't call it acceleration, but I see the discussion coming up. Also, the legislation helps, as we have CRD directive, for example. There will be new directive for construction sector, then where we have to really select and collect the construction waste and use them again. So, for sure, the changing is coming, and the people in the sector, the stakeholder in the sector, see it and start slowly, I would say, adjust to that.
And in terms of some of the innovative approaches to building, what are you seeing there?
We have to look at them from different circular perspective, circular business model. So maybe we can build temporary building. I know that many lawyers are here and they look at me, how we can build temporary building and who will invest in temporary building? Yes, that's true. There is like also a big challenge for this new paradigm. But for example, there is already a few examples. For example, in Holland, there is a court which was built for temporary time, let's say, and it was completely dismantled. And it was from the start that was the goal to build it just, I don't know, for 5 years. And then we will change the functionality. We move some materials to some other places and then rebuild it. Or some exhibition pavilions, they also are built for temporary perspective, but in the way that none of the material will be destroyed. All materials after the end of life will be used again in different building.
Really interesting to see some of these trends and how that might be influencing the real estate markets going forward. Thanks very much for joining us, Agnieszka.
Thank you very much.